Amen, amen, amen. Psalms 91. God is my all and all. How often is it that you look around, you turn the television on, you pick up the print media, and you see all sorts of things that is going on? Be honest with me. The way that God is allowing people to be exposed today, does it ever scare you? Do you ever just, you got to be honest now. Do you ever just sit back? Because I do. I sometimes see preachers falling and it scares me. I say, oh Lord, just by your grace, love, and mercy. That's what I mean. Do you ever think about it? Because if God mess around and swing your door open, I'm talking about just the door. If you slip and fall, if God ever allow you to be exposed, you're through. And so it is by His grace, love, and mercy that God is allowing us to have another chance. I came tonight because I want to speak to somebody here because I have a rhema word.
Hallelujah.
I need a right now word for you.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
And the right now word for you is dwell in the secret place,
yes,
of the Most High.
Yes, Lord.
And when you dwell there, He says you gotta abide.
Hallelujah.
Now, what it means to abide is a continual living in a place, but it's living in expectancy.
Hallelujah.
In other words, I'm content where I am because I know any day now God can deliver me.
Hallelujah.
But even though I'm content, I know this is not where I'm going to stay.
Hallelujah.
I know one day I'll have more than enough.
Hallelujah.
Just to pay my bills.
Hallelujah.
I know one day I'll have enough to be a blessing.
Hallelujah.
To somebody else. So while I'm abiding in the Lord, I'm still expecting God,
yes,
to deliver me from my situation.
Lord, yes.
See, I know my situation is going to change,
yes,
because what I understand is that I have dominion, power, authority,
hallelujah,
over my situation.
Thank you.
Now, where I am, I have the privilege of speaking into my situation,
yes,
and changing it.
Yes.
And all it takes is faith.
Yes, sir.
Now, when I say faith, I mean the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But beyond that, I mean that I am persuaded.
Yes, sir.
No doubt about it, that God is going to deliver me from where I am.
Hallelujah.
And so what the psalmist began to write is he says that he that dwelleth. Now, when you dwell someplace, that means you take up residence there.
Uh-huh.
Now, when you take up residence, that means that anybody that comes to your house and you didn't invite them, you have the right to kick out. Somebody needs to kick Satan out of your house, out of your family, out of your finances, out of your health tonight. Somebody needs to kick him out tonight because he's trying to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Now, when he says, now he that dwelleth in the secret place. Now, the secret place is really not a secret place. The secret place is gently behind the word of the Lord. In other words, my shelter and my wall is the word. So I'm going to put the word between me and my situation, and I'm going to speak the word into my situation, and I'm going to watch it manifest. If you want to see God move in your life, tell God what God told you. He got to move because he cannot lie. Numbers 23:19 says that he's not the man or the son of man that he should lie. So whatever God said, he shall do it.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
In the process of abiding means to tarry, to stay there in expectance. He may not show up when you want him to show up.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, tarry right there.
Yes.
In other words, you stay right there. You keep praying. You keep believing. You keep pressing. And I'm faithful and I'll show up.
Yes.
So when you begin to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and you shall abide under the shadow.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
In other words, he says, now, the earth is mine. And he says, because it belonged to me and I'm over it, I'm going to cast myself between you and all your issues, and the shadow is going to protect you. He says, you don't even need me, just my shadow will protect you. See, some of the stuff that we're worried about would never happen. If you're driving down the street, and you come face to face, and you're passing on the street with an 18-wheeler. If the shadow of the truck hits you, it doesn't hurt. Mm-hmm. If the actual truck jumped over and hit you, now that hurts.
Yeah.
So what God is saying is the stuff that is coming against you is merely a shadow. It looks big, it looks bad, but you're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. In other words, he says, now God knows where I am, and he's going to take care of me.
Yes, God.
He's going to protect me. Now what a father does is protect and provide. And so what God is saying is that if you dwelling, if you living in my word, if you keep your face in the word of God, he says, I'm going to protect you, and I become your fortress, my God. In him will I trust.
Yes,
not the stock market, not your retirement.
Yes,
he says, trust me.
Hallelujah.
Because when I have something for you, he says, I'll shift all that stuff just so you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. Some of us are getting nervous about 4-1s, 4-3s, and everything else. And God is saying, I'm simply shaking up some stuff so I can get it out of the hand of the wicked folks.
Yes.
And transfer it into your hand.
Yes, God.
You have to know this about a crisis. A crisis comes so that it brings about opportunity. Don't look at the crises in your life. Look at the opportunity in which it brings. Now, what you call what you're going through determines how you deal with it. If I call it a mess, I want to fight. If I call it love, I embrace it. So I got to call it what it is. Remember, nothing happened until Adam named stuff. When he named stuff, he gave it a nature. You need to quit saying about your situation that it's hopeless, that it's helpless, that it would never change. You got to begin to speak and say, this is an opportunity right here. God is using this thing right here to get me ahead. See, everything that you're going through, God is saying, name it.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, this thing will never change. Okay, fine, it'll never change. But you begin to go through something, and then you understand that I have faith, and through my faith, I can manifest, I can see things, I can speak things. He said, now call it what you want to call it. And I said, God, this is an opportunity. God, this is a setup for blessing. God, you shoot me for. God, you just let them folk lay me off so you can build my own company over here. I already had a dream. You know I had a dream. Now God is saying, now the crisis becomes an opportunity. Because I put my trust in him. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares. The snares. Now, this is the thing about snares. Now watch this. You see verse number 3? He says, I'm going to deliver you from the snares. What he's talking about when he says the snares, he's talking about the inner stuff. You know your cousin, who can't remember right now? Those that is close around you. He says, those are the folks that you got to watch first. I can't hurt Charles Hill unless I know Charles Hill. See, we got to have a relationship because I know him. So he trusts me and I stab him in the back. So God is saying, I'm going to make all those around you. He says, I'm going to put a little hedge of protection around you. Now, they know your secrets. They see where you're going. But they haters, and they don't want you to get there, not understanding that if I get there, baby, I'm going to reach back and bring you to. So he says, the snares. Keep reading verse number 3 for me, please.
Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl and from the noisome pestilence.
Now first he delivers me from those that is close by me. And then what he does is that he begins to deal with the pestilence, the stuff that is out there. See, the greatest harm is always from within. Now I just use Charles Hill because relationship. But truly the greatest harm is within you. So is a man thinketh. So is he. See, because Satan has us thinking that something is impossible. So we begin to call it something and we jack up inside, therefore we can't go forward on the outside. See, what you think is where your body is going to go. So if the inside is messed up, my body is going to be messed up. Because if the inside is torn up, it's going to guide my body. So whatever I desire inside is where I'm going on the outside. Keep reading.
He shall cover thee with his feathers.
He shall cover thee with his feathers. Now, that's the sign of an eagle. You ever see an eagle, how they, or a bird, a chicken, how they take their little wings and they cover and say, you won't touch this one. That's what God is saying about you. And more than that, you have to realize this. And that is that angels are assigned to you. And as they fly about and they are assigned to you, the Bible declares angels are assigned to you. And they have a protection around you. And so what you say is what they do. Angels are not you. Angels don't move until you tell them where to go, until you tell them what to do. And so when you say, God, put a hedge of protection around me, then the angels that is assigned to you come and they say, no harm, no hurt is going to come get you. They extend their wings and then they protect you. Keep reading, please.
Yes. And under his wings shall thou trust.
And under the wings shall that trust. In other words, he's saying, now that I have you, you don't have to worry about what's going on out there. See, you can be in the world, but not of the world. I can have my investments in the world, but God is my financial advisor. So I'm not worried about you stealing mine. I'm not worried about you investing it wrong, because what I know is when I need it, my God shall supply all of my needs. Keep reading, please.
His truth shall be thy shield and buckler.
His truth shall be. In other words, he's saying this is what you can bank on. It's the truth. And the truth is the word of God. Everything everybody else may fail, but he says you can trust my word. Because what he says is I place my name above my word. Or my word above my name. And so what he's saying is that because I am who I am, my word must be true. So if he says something to you, he says every word that goes out, it will not return void. So if I pray and say to God what God said to me, everything that I pray will come back and it will manifest. That's why it's so important that you spend time and say, Lord, what is it that you have for me? Because whatever God has in store for you, it shall be done. Your situations don't have a choice but to let you go. Keep reading, please.
Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night.
Listen to that. Don't be afraid by the terror at night. He's saying to you that you're going to see some stuff. And it's going to be some sneaky stuff. Some behind the door stuff. Some co-workers lying on you behind your back. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid by the stuff that is going on behind your back. In the dark places. In the secret places. Keep reading.
Nor for the arrow that flies by.
Nor for what you see during the day. For the arrows, the darts that is thrown against you, those that is big and bad enough to stand in your face and lie to you. Don't be afraid of that. Those that is in greater positions than you, don't be afraid of that. I don't care if it's in the secret closet or if it's during the day. He says, trust in me. Keep reading.
Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness.
Don't worry about what people are trying to do. People who are trying to poison you. People who are trying to scandalize your name. People that's calling you everything but a child of God. Running, telling the boss man or the boss lady on you. He says, don't worry about that. Baby, I got you under my wings. No hurt, no harm, no danger is going to come upon you. Keep reading, please.
Nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday.
Ah, keep reading.
A thousand shall fall at
your side. There you go. Wait a minute. He says, a thousand shall fall at your side. Keep reading.
And 10,000 at
the
right hand.
Now, 1,000 can fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. In other words, everybody else's situation can be jacked up. And when you read the newspaper and watch TV, maybe your situation should be jacked up, but you got a pay raise. Mm-hmm. Your situation should be a layoff, but you just got a new job. Now don't look at what other folks is going through. What the 10,000? He says, baby, you are the apple of my eye. You, I'm madly in love with. He says, you, I imprinted your head, your name in the palm of my hand. Don't worry about them. I got you. See, that's why you have to have a personal relationship with God. Yeah, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, yeah, that's so impersonal. You got to take that thing and wrap it and say, God died for me. He loves me. He has a personal relationship with me and I with him. So 10,000 may fall, but I'm going to be okay. I don't know what's going to happen to you. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Keep reading.
But it shall not come nigh thee.
Uh-huh.
Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked.
Say that again.
Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked.
Not only do you stand, he says, I'll even reveal to you who tried to do what to you.
All right.
Hallelujah.
So be careful.
So true.
Don't hate them. Just pray for them.
All right. All right.
Don't let them make you miss your blessings because you hating them. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
You just, I saw you. I saw you 2 months ago when you tried it. I heard the conversation in my spirit, but I still got a pay raise. I still got a promotion. I still got what I needed. Keep reading.
Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
Now he says, I got you in such a place that in your dwelling, nothing shall happen to you. So what he's saying to you is that if you abide in me, and I'm in you, I got you. Nothing is going to happen. Now this doesn't mean you're not going to have some bad days.
Yeah.
You're going to have some bad days, but the bad days are just days in which God is shaking some things to move you up. See, your bad days is not to knock you down. Your bad days is for God to say, I'm still here. You ready to move? Yeah, I'm ready to move. Now, it's going to hurt a little bit just to move, but I'm taking you a little higher. See, what you were praying yesterday was good for yesterday, but the demons and the devils that you're facing tomorrow, your yesterday's prayer is not sufficient. That's why every morning you need to say, Lord, give me daily or a new mercy every day. Keep reading.
For he shall give his angels charge over thee.
Wait a minute. He shall give his angels charge over thee. In other words, you're going through something, and he says the protection is from the angels of the Lord. He says, I told the angels to go and protect you. And now if he told them that, remember I just said to you, angels only move when you tell them to move. God is saying, now I'm telling my angels to go and protect you. Now what the angel does is the angel comes and he put this protection around you, and now he's on assignment. He's on a detail. He's right there. He's on guard duty.
Mm.
And so every time Satan throws something at you, he says, block that one.
Amen.
Oh, I see what you're trying to do, but block that one. Because he understands that his responsibility is to guard you.
Yes.
Keep reading.
To keep thee in all thy ways, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone.
You can stay under my protection, or you can get cute and come from under, and then you're going to stump your little toe. So in other words, what he's saying is that don't get cute. It's not your powers, your education. He says it's just grace, love, and mercy. So as God began to take you up, don't get cute. Just keep on praying. The same stuff that got you there, just keep on doing it. So now when I was praying, when I had a negative number in my account, now that I have this plus, I'm still going to pray. I'm still going to praise him. I'm still going to worship him. I'm not going to stop coming to church now that he blessed me. I'm going to stay with God because I know that greater things he has in store for me. You have not seen what God has in store for you yet.
Amen.
We all are going through something. But God is your all in all. He's saying it throughout this whole chapter here. He said, trust me.
Yes.
If you trust me. You know that I know where you're going, what you've been through, what it is that you can handle, how much you can bear. I know everything about you. Just trust me. He said, just stretch out in my word.
Thank you, Lord.
Just stretch out. My word can hold you. Now, I know it's uncomfortable sometimes, but I got you.
Hallelujah.
Just trust me right here. But God, do you see what's coming? I know, I see, but just trust me right here. God, can you deliver me? Yeah, just trust me right here. I'm going to make your enemies your footstool right here. You just got to trust me right here. Keep reading.
Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet.
He says this. He says, the stuff that used to eat you up, the lions, he says, now you can walk over that.
Amen.
See, there's some stuff in your life that you used to run from. There's some folk in your life that you used to be afraid of. You just would not deal with them. You know, everybody, let me talk about your auntie and your family. We all have an auntie in our family who thinks she's bad, though. That's just my family. Okay, just my family. Go to the family reunion, and it's always one person trying to tell everybody else what to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Once upon a time, as a family, we just, well, that's just the way she is. I'm just not going to deal with it. And you know, one day God just give you that spirit of boldness, not to be disrespectful,
right,
but just to stand up and just to say what's on your mind and to say, thus saith the Lord. And then you discover the thing or the person that you're afraid of really was afraid of you. That's why they were acting like that. Because they saw the anointing in you. And what they tried to do is keep you down because they knew if you ever stood up, they were through. See, God has put a stamp of boldness upon his children. And you need to walk in the boldness. You need to learn how to walk in the spirit of the anointing, knowing that there is nothing or no one that's any greater than he that dwells inside of you. Everything that you need is inside of you. Every wish that you have, God has said, I've already put it inside of you and I'm ready to birth it. Don't be afraid of the things that you used to be afraid of. Keep reading, please.
Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name.
I will set him on high because he has known my name. In other words, God is saying, if you don't forget me, I won't forget you.
All right.
If you remember my name, I'll remember where you are.
Yes.
If you remember my name, I'll remember your mess. If you remember my name, I'll remember your request. If you remember my name, I'll remember how long you've been in your storm. See, God is saying, don't you forget about me. And if you remember me, he says, I'll pull you out of your stuff. And when God pulls you out of your stuff, you may come out of the fire, but not even smelling like smoke. Your credit may be messed up, but somehow somebody still qualify you for the house and the car, and you don't understand. Because God says, if you're my child, when I have favor upon your life, I'm not thinking about time, space, economics, or anything, because favor, he says, is not fair. That's why you keep getting what you're getting.
Thank you.
And other folk looking at you, say, how's she here? She ain't got no job. How you got that? They lost their job. How they driving better than me? And I'm going to work every day. Because you say, my daddy taking care of me. My daddy's supplying all of my needs. I'm trusting in my daddy. I'm abiding in my daddy. My daddy says he'll never leave me, never forsake me. I may not be eating what you're eating, baby, but you going to work every day. I'm sitting here in the word, baby. I'm just off right now. I'm just abiding. This is just temporary. I'm just tarrying here. This is not where I'm going to stay. I'm just getting it while I'm here. God is taking me somewhere else. You got to learn how to just live where you're living at sometimes. You need to stop worrying about, oh Lord, will you take me out of this one? Stay where you are and say, God, I'm just going to praise you right here. I don't care if my situation never changed. I'm going to praise you right here. Broke, I'm going to praise you right here. Life is amazing, I'm going to praise you right here. Not having what the next person has, but I praise you. Right here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
And so what God is trying to get us to do is to trust in him.
Yes.
To trust in him. Keep reading, please.
He shall call upon me, and I will answer him.
You shall call him, and he will answer you. In other words, what God is saying is that I know your voice. Now, the world is messed up, and everybody is calling everything, everybody. calling the lotto, calling this, calling that. God is saying, when you call me, I know you.
Yes, Lord.
And he says, like a good father, when I hear my child, I'm coming to see about you.
That's right.
Now, I know how long you've been in the fire. I know how much you can bear. And you better believe that I won't leave you there not one second longer than you can bear. You need to know that the troubles that you in tonight, the situation that you find yourself in, they were built for you. They were created for you. They were there just so you can go through, so somebody can see God working in you. God designed that thing for you. Now call upon his name. Keep reading.
I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
In closing, he says this, I'll never leave you. In your troubles,
thank you, Lord.
I'll be with you.
Thank you, Lord.
All of us, the truth be told, you begin to go through something, and sometimes it seems like God disappeared from you. And he says, I'm with you.
Yes, Lord.
But God, I don't feel you. He says, my love is more than a feeling. But God, I don't see you. But you got to walk by faith and not by sight. God, are you there? Yes, I'm right here. And I promise you, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I promise you, if you abide in me, I'm going to abide in you. I promise you that I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And if you fall, I fail. And I promise you that I cannot fail, so you won't fall. So you got to know that we're so intertwined together that I got you. And when people look at you, they don't even see you, because a long time ago, you were supposed to kill yourself. Long time ago, you were supposed to turn to drugs and alcohol. Long time ago, you were supposed to lose your mind. See, they're looking at you and they see the Shekinah glory of me inside of you, because you still smiling. You still have your joy. You still making ways out of no way for me. God is nobody but you, so I thank you, Lord. Come on and stand in the presence of the Lord tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
God is delivering some folk here tonight.